From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Alyssa Block. It gives new meaning to the phrase Washington or bust. After their much-publicized road trip from Detroit, heads of the major U.S. automakers testified on Capitol Hill today. They're making a second attempt to persuade a skeptical Congress to provide them with a financial bailout.
We're joined now by one of the CEOs who is trying to convince Congress that U.S. automakers need a bailout. Rick Wagoner is the chairman and CEO of General Motors. He joins me now. Welcome back to the program, Mr. Wagoner.
Nice to talk to you.
There was a clear theme that you heard from the auto executives today. Several times we heard that mistakes were made, but you in particular stood out because you've been at General Motors a very long time, much longer than the CEOs of Ford and Chrysler. So I'm curious about what mistakes you have personally made that might have contributed to the problems at GM.
Well, I think the things that I was that are big ones that I would be thinking about was, you know, going back to, due to tight financial times, not being able to continue things like the EV1, which while we use some of that technology even today, it would have been great to be able to continue that. We obviously
and for listeners who aren't familiar with EV1, could you?
Oh, sorry, it's the electric vehicle that GM did back in the late '90s. It wasn't a financial success, but did set a lot of the intellectual thinking that we're using now to bring the Volt to market. I think it's fair to say that the spike up and down in oil prices really got us focused that we need to just stay on fuel economy as a day-to-day thing. It's just a critical requirement, and even if oil prices are lower, we just have to stay on it as a long-term objective.
You faced a good deal of skepticism in that hearing room today. If you don't get the bailout, are you willing to consider what's being called a prepackaged bankruptcy in which you downsize now, start to negotiate with your creditors, then file for Chapter 11 so the company could rebound more quickly on the other side?
Yeah, everything we've looked at in that regard suggests it is a highly complex matter. And I think a lot of the people that are proposing that really are assuming away the fact that there are so many constituents that have to be negotiated with. It's just
It sounds like you're dismissing this.
Look, we can't dismiss any options, but it's my view that that is a highly risky strategy, and so we highly risky from the standpoint of the company, the industry, and the economy. So we really hope that the process we're going through now will result in confidence enough to provide some funding support that would enable us to do a lot of the good things as far as restructuring the business that we've indicated in our plan that we would do without the massive risk to the economy, to the auto sector, and to the company itself that a bankruptcy filing would in our view, bring.
I'm just curious about the health of the company right now. UAW union president Ron Gettelfinger said today, "I believe we could lose General Motors by the end of this month." So stepping away from the prepackaged bankruptcy, how real is the possibility of an actual bankruptcy for GM?
Well, I think what Ron was referring to was in our filing, we said that we would, based on everything we see today, we would be seeking advancement of funds of up to $4 billion by the end of this month. And so the question was, what happens if that doesn't occur? So I think that's what Ron was referring to.
Now, you've agreed to a big cut in your compensation. You said that you're going to accept a salary of $1. I'm curious, is a $1 salary really a $1 salary? You're talking no bonuses, no stock options, no delayed compensation or anything like that?
That's correct. We've said that we would pay no cash bonuses out of 2008 and 2009. Earnings, and I said I would work for a dollar, so that's what it is. Hopefully, eventually, over time, assuming the company meets its turnaround objectives, I'll have a chance to get some additional compensation. But right now, frankly, our focus is working on what we've got to do, and there's no other deals. We're just that what we announced is what we've done.
Sir, it seems like you could have bought a lot of goodwill if you had announced this before you came to Washington for your last meeting.
To be perfectly honest, we've had a pretty, I think it's fair to say, GM, a pretty conservative compensation program. Most of my compensation, over 90%, is related to our return in the stock market and bonuses, performance-based bonuses, and those payouts have been quite low. So relative to peers, our payouts have been pretty low, but obviously you're right with the benefit of hindsight.
That was GM Chairman and CEO Rick Wagoner. He was talking to us shortly after today's Senate hearing on the financial plight of the U.S. auto industry.